Number 103.5, your life, your music, your Thursday morning. Gladwin Groenewald joins me now, and he is from Ndampost Bank. Gladwin, good morning. So good to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners.
Thanks for being here. I must admit, when I grew up, now we just spoke about this, right? When I was a lightie, now that's a long time ago, we all used to have post office saving books. And you'd go there and you'd put in your buck, $1, rand those days, your pocket money, and you'd put it in and fill in a little book and so on. Things have moved on. And even though you guys still do that, you do a heck of a lot more now, right? So tell me about your bank, the Ndampost Bank.
You're absolutely right. Ndampost actually started with in particular, the savings bank part of it.
Yeah.
Started with the little booklet that you are referring to.
Yeah.
And back in the day, our parents, and I mean,
sure.
I don't want to reveal age now.
people know I'm eight, but yeah.
Yeah, you used to have that little booklet, and you could save up, you know,
sure,
for whatever you want to buy, and whether it's for your kids' school fees or whatever.
Yeah.
But now, moving with times, Ndampost has evolved, and
sure,
we, as Ndampost, we have now our what we call our savings bank that is basically operating as a bank.
Yeah.
And with this banking environment of ours, we offer a whole lot of products similar to what other banks are currently offering. But I think one thing that really stands out is that we operate in areas where there are no financial banking institutions.
Yeah.
That I'm talking about, we are in areas like 52 of our post offices.
Yeah.
That is mainly our branches for the banking side, is basically where we operate. And in those areas, there are no banking institutions.
So your post offices are essentially the infrastructure that's already in place.
Yes.
And now you can do your banking there. Mm. And that, of course, yeah. I mean, a commercial bank, for them, they've got other things to worry about. They've got to look at the number of people there and, you know, is it viable for them to do that? But since you guys already have the post office there, that's wonderful. So what did you say? 50, how many places does not have a commercial bank?
About 52.
Wow.
And we operate in 131 post offices countrywide. So you can just do the calculations. We basically add anywhere and everywhere.
For sure.
And with this, that our post offices are our, you know, point of contact for our customers, you know, it still keeps that legacy from where Ndampost started.
Yes.
You know, so the brand Ndampost, it's still very familiar in everybody's minds, you know. And everybody somewhere or along the line would make use of our products. So apart from banking, we offer a whole lot of other products. Now that is a discussion for another whole lot of many other programs, I guess.
By the way, you're listening to Gladwin Groenewald. He is the marketing man and corporate communications at Ndampost Savings Bank. All right, so this is a bank. It has all the instruments that we expect from a commercial bank. And in the back in the day, that wasn't the case. You guys just had the savings bookie and that was fine because people had to go to the post office regularly. And the nice thing about this now is you are now saving people having to make massive journeys if they want to go and use a bank, because you guys are right there. And that just makes it easier, because in rural Namibia, we all know that transport is very often a problem. And it's, you know, a lot of older people don't have access. They're in the rural areas. They want to have the facilities available that this now offers them. All the stuff like call accounts and all that sort of stuff. So let's talk very briefly about all of these things. I mean, you mentioned in your information that we all have different goals, right? I mean, we all want to achieve something. Somebody wants to save some money for the end of the month. Some people want to buy a house. Some people want to buy a car. Some people want to put their kids through university. And all of those require a different way of saving an investment. And that's where you guys come in, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So one leg of our banking side is the investments. So you can basically choose from any of our products depending on your individual needs. We do have products also, investment products tailored for corporates as well. So bigger companies can
the whole range that one would expect, right, at a bank is there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sure.
So you basically come, our team of professionals will in the investment space will talk to you and listen to your needs. What are you aiming for? What are you, you know, in terms of your savings plan, what is it that you really want to achieve?
Yeah.
And then they will then direct you and tell you, look, this product is best suited for what your needs are. Yeah. And I must say that our interest rates are competitive.
I was going to ask you that because at the end of the day, that's what counts, right? Yeah. Which choice are you making? But from all the options available, that plays a role.
Look, coming from COVID and, you know, the downside of it in terms of what is going on in the world now, in terms of economy and so on, it's I would say our investment products are really, really meant to take the hand of the man on the street as well as corporates. You know, considering that, you know, that the dip that we had from COVID and we're still facing it.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
we're still facing it with you know, the rates going up, the repo rates and all of that. But all in all, our products, like I said, they are tailored to individual needs.
Yeah.
And of course, if you're a business, we listen to what your needs are and then we would then give you the options and say these are the products best suited for you.
All right. And it's important that you mention, you know, the advice side of things, because let's face it, none of us are financial experts unless you're a financial expert and then you don't need advice. But that's 98% of us aren't. We need to be guided. We kind of know where we want to achieve. Sometimes we don't even know where we want to go. And you might be able to just sort of clarify where and what you should be doing. For example, do you take a, you know, fixed term investment, or do you use something like a 32-day call account? Because you might have to access the money at some point if there's an emergency or something. So all of that plays a role, and your people who do this, who handle the investments, can help with that, right?
Definitely. I must just say that one thing that's really good about or nice about these investment accounts of ours is the group savings scheme. You know, it's called the Stockveld, basically.
Sure, yeah.
So you a sports club, you a group of guys, you a group of ladies, you know, having your club going or whatever.
Yeah.
You can come save with us, you know. Because
so you can
know
actually register for a bunch of people to be able to contribute to it.
And because you know your needs, you know your goals, and you know the period that you would like to achieve whatever you want to achieve with this saving of yours. So it just shows you that really it's very people-centric in the sense that it's customer-centric.
Sure.
Listening to the needs of the customers and tailor it and build your package or your profile around it.
Gadwin, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. We're going to do so again, and I believe we're going to be chatting a couple more times. The most important thing out there is keep in mind, if you are considering either investing, opening new accounts, all right, keep in mind there's one more player in the park, all right, and it's Nampo Savings Bank. Pop by, talk to them, see what they offer, see what they can do in terms of interest rates and that sort of thing. And keep in mind, if you have somebody who lives in a very remote area, perhaps, this might be the option. If there's a Nampost post office, there's basically a branch of the Nampost Saving Bank right there. That's what that means, right?
Absolutely. And I must just say that should you require more information, go to our website, www.nampost.com.na. We are on the socials. We are. And should you not get what you need from there, you can definitely pop into any post office or you can contact our marketing department.
There we go. They're going to phone you at 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning because the guy suddenly remembered, I'm getting $5,000 for my grandmother. What am I going to do with it, right? Gladwin, absolute pleasure talking to you, and we'll be catching up again because there's a couple of events coming up, right? That's more important, and we want people to actually know about that. So again, just we were speaking now with Gladwin Groenewald. He's the marketing guy and the corporate communications guy, and you communicated beautifully. Thanks so much, mate. We will be talking to you again, I believe, next week to catch up with the latest in that big event that's coming up. So thanks very much, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
With the Northwest University, your future belongs.